something, I guess, prayer about karma, how it works, could be talking into that. We are inspired from within, and we can see that people who are extraordinarily talented at certain things, they are sometimes superhuman and doing things we just can't, and they often describe it as that they just go into the zone and they're just on the flow and it just comes to them. They don't think or construct activities like that in their minds and then try to do them, but it just comes as a flow. Now that, and the Gita said there that Ishvara Sarvottama Ishvara, that I am in everyone's heart and I give them memory, forgetfulness, and knowledge. So it means, I would say, that a person, maybe that's how karma is administered, so to speak, that a person is inspired from within in certain ways with that knowledge, with those skills, with that ability. Therefore, some people are good at something and they just do it and they are successful. It's just their destiny, so to speak, and they're often aware of it themselves, so that's practical karma. Now, for a devotee, it's different, because a devotee simply surrenders to Krishna and wants to actively connect to that flow to do that which Krishna wants done. Therefore, they can do anything Krishna wants. It doesn't have anything to do with karma anymore, in the ultimate sense.